Good morning. This is Rusty Brand with the Oakland Church of Christ. Again, thankful to you for taking a couple minutes to listen to us today. We hope to be able to say some things in the couple minutes that we have today that would encourage you and hopefully be helpful to you throughout your day. I hope that you have plans today to do good things, but whatever it is that you have planned today, I hope that God is in those plans and that He is ever in the forefront of your mind. Yesterday, we introduced really what we want to use as our basis for the week as we make some thoughts that will hopefully connect and be helpful to you throughout the week. But we talked about a group of people that we find in the book of Jeremiah called the Rechabites and the obedience that those people showed in a command given by their father and how they had kept that command faithfully. They were told to drink no wine. And God used Jeremiah to go to these people and have them as an example because at approximately 250 years later, they were still keeping faithfully the commands of their father. And our God used that example as to say they were told once and were keeping it, and yet over and over His command to His people were not being kept. So what a wonderful and powerful example for us. And so what we want to do today and then take some similar thoughts throughout the rest of the week is what can we learn from that? You know, if we think about the way that God was using that example through Jeremiah back then, why don't we take that same one and just spin it back and apply it to ourselves? You know, as we hear things over and over, are we being obedient and faithful to those the way the Rechabites were, which was God's point in that through Jeremiah? Or are we doing just like the people were doing back then, and that is hearing it and yet not continuing to be faithful? And so I'm going to start today with the point of how much time do we spend in the Word of God? You know, as I ask that question, if you've attended worship services much of your life or most of your life, as many I'm sure of you have, how many times would you say that you've heard in sermons or in Bible classes or maybe even through your family at home, how important it is to spend time in the Word of God? How many times have we talked about regular reading of the Scriptures, regular prayer, regular studying, all those types of things? And yet, so often, so many of us fail to do that. Whether it's a priority, whatever the case may be, but how obedient, if we think about our base for what we're comparing to, were we obedient like the Rechabites were, or are we obedient in terms of spending time in God's Word? You know, a beautiful passage of Scripture is found in Matthew chapter 6, beginning in verse 25, and it sort of ends there at verse 33, which I'll read to you, that says, "Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." Well, you know, one way that we can seek first the kingdom and His righteousness is to spend time in His Word, to know what it says, to know what it teaches us. Paul wrote to Timothy in 2 Timothy 2 and verse 15, he told Timothy to be diligent, to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. The King James Version says it slightly differently, but he says, study to show thyself approved. And the way that you would do that, you know, to rightly divide the word of truth, would be for us to spend time in God's word. And then I want to take just a few minutes here to read to you from Psalm 119. I'll begin in verse 129. And do we have this attitude toward the word of God, where the psalmist says, "Your testimonies are wonderful, therefore my soul keeps them. The entrance of your word gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. I opened my mouth and panted, for I longed for your commandments. Look upon me and be merciful to me, as your custom is toward those who love your name. Direct my steps by your word, and let no iniquity have dominion over me. Redeem me from the oppression of man, that I may keep your precepts." And so we hear that and we hear those beautiful words, and that's the way we should feel. And I hope that is the way that we feel about God in His Word today. So the encouragement to you today, as we think about the example of the obedience of the Rechabites, is to be obedient as well. And let's be obedient in how we spend time in the Word of God. Certainly, the blessings from God, as they're explained in the Scriptures, will come to us as we continue to grow in the knowledge and understanding of His Word. We hope you have a great day.